Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio this morning, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
It is a pleasure to see you as well.
Well, thank you.
Well, two New World wines, one red, one white to talk about. And as Ladies First still applies in the traditional Word on Wine review segments, why don't you go ahead?
Instead of the postmodern Word on Wine review segments?
Exactly.
Well, I'd like to begin by sharing the 2010 Wildwood Pinot Noir. I purchased this for Thanksgiving, which I know seems like years away now, on a whim. And I purchased it because it was very affordable at $15 a bottle. And because we have a wide range of tastes at our Thanksgiving dinner, not everyone's a wine drinker. We don't usually spend a whole lot on wine. Anyway, this was a delightful, delightful surprise. Almost Burgundian in nature. So it had really beautiful sweet cherry fruit that you'd expect from Pinot Noir, but it didn't have that sort of rubber tire cherry cough drop that you sometimes can get from moderately priced Pinot Noir, because I don't think there even is any cheap Pinot Noir anymore. But very nice balance of the tannins, not too heavy. It was really, really lovely with turkey, but I would serve it with ham. I would serve it with certain fish. I can't tout it highly enough.
Excellent.
Wildwood Pinot Noir. This was the 2010 vintage.
Well, to get Pinot Noir, you just got to pay Pinot Noir, and it's kind of nice to see something like that.
Yeah.
For $12 to $14, you can purchase the 2012 Dry Creek Fumé Blanc from Sonoma County, California. This is the complete opposite extreme from, say,
Sancerre, maybe?
Yes, or anything in the Loire Valley, you can imagine. This was woody, full-bodied California. This was exactly what you had wanted of Fumé Blanc. And if you like this style of wine, you should check them out. They're doing a very nice job. Very fruit forward, not highly acidic. And I have to say, every once in a while, I like to try wines like this to see what they're all about, because it's good to go outside of your long and lean profile to try something that's really round and full-bodied.
I would say, too, at this time of year when it's chilly outside, a fuller bodied wine, even, you know, an oaked Sauvignon Blanc, has its place.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I enjoyed this a lot. And the price is reasonable, especially for a California wine. I enjoyed this a lot. The 2012 Dry Creek Fumé Blanc, and it is from beautiful Sonoma County. It's the other side of Sauvignon Blanc, as it were. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.